What's a thing that you're just unnaturally obsessed with? 1-800-330-9999. This guy was so obsessed with cutting all the lines at Disney World because he's such a Disney, I don't want to use the word freak, but Disney fanatic. That's the best word.
Sure, and those lines are no joke. I mean, even on an off day, it could be 30, 40 minutes for each ride.
If not longer. I've waited hours in certain rides. So he pretended to be a Disney tour guide, somehow managed to get those iPads that they all carry around with them.
Sure.
He got caught because they kept seeing that somebody was overriding things on one of the iPads.
Yeah.
And they kind of like put their securities out to watch. And they found him. He's a 30-year-old guy. He was leading a group. They still don't know if it was like an actual group of people that he collected or if it was just friends and family that was posing as the group.
I mean, it's kind of crafty, huh? What can they really charge him with? Risk versus reward. Not the worst heist in history.
Right. He got kicked out of the park. Like, they didn't press charges or anything. And he's done it multiple times before.
I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. I think that sometimes you're just obsessed with things, you know?
And so, of course, you're willing to try things, including breaking the law. I mean, I just got back from the park last week, and the amount of people that I saw with custom clothing, with outfits, with, you know, different plans as to how they attacked the park throughout the day. Everybody had insight, too. Just talking to these people, they definitely seem like obsessive fans.
The things that you just become obsessed with, like that, and like people know you by that.
Mm-hmm.
I like look back at my life and I think that there were certain different times in my life where I was obsessed with different things.
Yeah.
Like I was obsessed when I was younger with Marilyn Monroe. I have everything Marilyn Monroe. I went through a period where I was obsessed with stand up comedy and I could like recite like people's stand up acts.
Well, very useful in today's world.
Wow. And then how about my Zumba? Like, I still teach Zumba. There was a point where I eat, breathe, lived, and died Latin music.
You latch on to things, man.
Mm-hmm.
I had an ex-girlfriend that was obsessed with stuffed animals and rubber duckies.
Oh.
It seemed odd for a 25-year-old grown woman to have a row of stuffed rubber duckies in the back of her rear dash of her car.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of the reasons it didn't work out.
How about your strange obsession with Star Wars? You're a 46-year-old man going to Disney World just to see the Star Wars exhibit. Let's not act like that didn't just happen.
Hey, some would say it's a religion.
Okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that thing that you're unnaturally obsessed with?
I am unnaturally obsessed with Harry Potter. I just like read the books at like an age where it made a big impact on me. And oh my gosh, now I am, you know, I have like the outfits. I have friends. We like dress up and have parties for my like birthday. We always have like a Harry Potter party. It's like a whole thing.
Do you have one? Do you have a wand or wands? I know some people, they have plural wands.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of different levels of wands.
Oh.
I have a wand, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, is it the $100 version? Because I know that some of those wands we get. Yep.
Yes, it is.
She's like, yeah, I have a job and I'm an adult. Of course, I have like three. This one's even electronic, yeah.
I can buy all the wands I want. I got wand money.
I'm gangster. I got mad wand money, yo.
Yep. Harry Potter's a big one. I feel like you either fall into the realm of you're a Disney addict or you're a Harry Potter addict. It's one or the other.
I tell you that the Harry Potter world at Universal, it was dope. And it was cool that every shop was like a real store. But I don't need a telescope in the middle of an amusement park right now. Like, I'm not carrying that the rest of the day.
1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that you're unnaturally obsessed with? What are you obsessed with? Unnaturally obsessed with? A tour guide. Well, he's a fake tour guide. Just got busted because he was pretending to be a tour guide in Disney World just to cut the lines because he was so obsessed.
I mean, kind of genius that it did work a few times before this episode when he got busted.
Mm-hmm. What are you obsessed with? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
Ever since 2020, and I was one of those people that ran out of toilet paper, I am so severely obsessed with toilet paper and paper towels. I can't even begin to tell you how many cases. And no, I'm not selling them. I'm saving them. Why? I don't know. But I am obsessed with toilet paper.
No, I don't blame you or fault you one bit. Whenever I see it, I buy it. Because I just never want to feel that helpless again, especially when it comes to the paper, the toilet paper. Because I was getting low and it was getting dire.
You know, it's funny because I actually was at the bulk store yesterday and I'm asking my wife maybe three times via text, Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure? And I wanted to get some anyways, but I was like, "What? This is going to be silly. I'll have to hide them in my car or she'll think I have a problem." We had a friend that had a similar issue after one of the hurricanes was like, they got really obsessed about paper towels. I'm not going to say their name on air. I'm not going to do it because she confessed it to me like it was like mental health
thing. I have three cases in my trunk. I'm like afraid to bring it in the house.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for the call. You're not alone. I think that'll stay with us for a while. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you unnaturally obsessed with?
Hey, I'm like unnaturally obsessed with the 80s, like that entire decade, music, everything. So like if there's a tribute band, like a hair metal tribute band, I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I got all my concert tees, original concert tees, by the way, mm-hmm. no big thing, right. that I like to wear around the house. I wear them out. So I want to let people know this is my era. This is my decade.
I was roaming the park the other day, and there was at least like three teenagers when I was on vacation, Anna, with Def Leppard t-shirts. And I was like, wait a minute.
Well, they're back in style again.
Are people back into Def Leppard? Do people know what's going on with Def Leppard? And my wife said to me, none of these kids actually have any idea who Def Leppard is.
No, it's like Olivia Rodrigo singing about Billy Joel in her songs. Now, all of a sudden, my daughter knows everything about Billy Joel. She didn't care about Billy Joel until Olivia Rodrigo sang about him. It's just all coming back. But here's the difference. It's like you are aware that you are obsessed with the 80s. Then there's some people that never actually got out of the 80s. Like, they truly believe it's still 1987 and live that life.
T-tops were dope.
Mm-hmm.
You get an IROC Z.
Yep.
What?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you unnaturally obsessed with?
I am obsessed with astrology. I know that sounds weird, but I love it. I like check it every day. People have been like, what are you from the 70s? Because I'm always like, what's your sign? Where are you at? Who are you? Tell me about like your parents and your moon sign and your rising sign. And I just love it. It's something that I've been obsessed with since I was a teenager and like my favorite thing.
I have a girlfriend like you, and she's one of those people where I'll be like talking about something. She's like, well, what do you expect? She's a Libra. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
Right.
Like, what does that mean?
Right.
I don't
like, she's a Libra. We're talking about like it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Oh. Yeah. Or like when people meet my kids and they'll be like, oh, what is she? And I'll be like, oh, she's a Pisces. They'll be like, well, that makes sense. I'm like, does it? Like, what are you saying?
How does it make sense?
Right.
And should I be offended or not?
Mercury retrograde. No. You know where the moon is. What? No, I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
If the sun is up and I asked you to point to the direction of the moon, she's not even getting close.
No clue.
Not a chance.